ॐ हरि ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरि ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्वेषावहै. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. सी, देयर सम नोट्स हैज बीन गिवन इन दिस बुक पेज नंबर 30 फॉर फोर्ट द वर्स नंबर 48. यू कैन रीड इट एट होम लेटर ऑन. व्हाट इज हियर डोंट नीड टू रीड. यू कैन रीड इट इफ यू आई थिंक सम टाइम्स नाउ द वर्ड्स दे यूज मे नॉट बी वेरी क्लियर आल्सो. ओके, यू रीड इफ यू नीड एनीथिंग कैन कम बैक एंड आस्क. Okay, now we move on to the next verse. So I think I have made very clear the meaning of the word, verse 48. Clear now? No. How many verses? Now even we have not seen the Asipada Artha. Understanding the meaning of the word Asi means understanding the Vachyartha of the two words, okay, and the lakshyartha of the two words, and using the appropriate lakshana, applying the appropriate lakshana, so retaining the part of the meaning, direct meaning, retaining the part of the meaning, and rejecting the part of the meaning, which aspect should be taken, which aspect should be rejected, knowing clearly, then we can arrive at the actually what is conveyed by this sentence. So the lakshana used is bhagatyaga lakshana. That has been said already. Okay, now 49th verse. Aham brahmeti vakyartha bodho yavadridhi bhavet. You make it very clear. Aham, aham, say. అహం బ్రహ్మేతి సమ్ స్మాల్ మిస్టేక్ బ్రహ్యేతి ఇస్ దేర్ మేక్ ఇట్ బ్రహ్మేతి ఓకే స్పెల్లింగ్ మిస్టేక్ హౌ కమ్ యూ మిస్ ప్రొటెస్టన్ హీ ఆల్వేస్ ఇఫ్ ఐ ఈవెన్ ఐ ఫ్రీ సమ్ హీ కరెక్ట్ మీ అహం బ్రహ్మ ఇతి Aham Brahmeti is printed as Aham Brahyeti. Have you noticed?
Yes.
Please get it. Aham Brahma Iti. Aham, say now. Aham Brahma Iti. Aham Brahmeti. Vakya Artha Bodaha. Vakya Artha Bodaha. Aham Brahmeti Vakya Artha Bodaha. Yavat. ద్రిఢీ భవేత్ యావత్ ద్రిఢీ భవేత్ యావత్ ద్రిఢీ భవేత్ శమాది సహితః తావత్ శమాది సహితస్తావత్ అభ్యసేత్ అభ్యసేత్ శ్రవణాదికం. ఇఫ్ యు బ్రేక్ అండ్ రీడ్ ఇట్ సౌండ్స్ లైక్ తమిళ్ డజంట్ ఇట్ ఫర్ సాప్తక ఇట్స్ జర్మన్ ఫర్ ట్విస్టెడ్ ఇట్స్ ఇంగ్లీష్ డజంట్ ఇట్ ఇఫ్ యు బ్రేక్ ఇట్ అహం బ్రహ్మ ఇతి వాక్యార్థ బోధః అహం బ్రహ్మ ఇతి వాక్యార్థ బోధః యావత్ దృఢీ భవేత్ శమాది సహితః తావత్ అభ్యసేత్ శ్రవణాదికం. నౌ ఐ యామ్ గోయింగ్ టు రీడ్ రీడ్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ. ఓకే, అహం బ్రహ్మేతి వాక్యార్థ బోధో యావత్ దృఢీ భవేత్ వాక్యార్థ బోధో యావత్ దృఢీ భవేత్. அகம் பிரம்மேதி வாக்கியார்த்த போதோ யாவத்ருடி பவேத். அகம் பிரம்மேதி வாக்கியார்த்த போதோ யாவத்ருடி பவேத். சமாதி சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம் சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம். சாண்டிங் இட் யூ காண்ட் பிரேக். ஓகே. சமாதி சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம் சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம். அகம் ப்ரம்மேதி வாக்யார்த்த போதோ யாவத்ருடி பவேத். வாக்யார்த்த போதோ யாவத்ருடி பவேத். சமாதி சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம் சமாதி சகிதஸ் தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம் சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம். When I'm chanting, I'm not breaking. அகம் ப்ரம்மேதி வாக்யார்த்த போதோ யாவத்ருடி பவேத். சமாதி சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம் டோன்ட் பிரேக் இட். சமாதி சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம் சகிதஸ்தாவதப்யசேச்சவணாதிகம். சோ சங்கர புகத்பாதா நவ் சேஸ் இன் திஸ் வர்ஸ், எஸ் வி ஹவ் டன், we have understood, okay, we have been doing shravanam. As part of our shravanam, we have understood what now, what the teacher teaches, Vedantic statement, tattvamasi mahavakyam. And even if we analyze this mahavakyam, once we analyze and using this appropriate process of implication in terms of lakshana, applying the proper lakshana, we do arrive at the meaning conveyed by the sentence. Vakyartham. We arrive at the exactly what is conveyed by the meaning. To the application of appropriate, the method of it is an implication. The process of implication. So using Bhagatyaga Lakshana and taking the Vakyartha, retaining the part of the Vakyartha, Anatma, Mithya, material aspect of the Jivatma and Paramatma, rejecting that, and retaining only the Satyam aspect of Paramatma and Jivatma, and we understand the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma, and being one and the same. Then, what do we understand? Oh, that Brahma, that abstract, formless, subtlest reality, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, which is of the nature of existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness, implied by the term Atma or Brahma, in fact, I am. Aham Brahma. What is the understanding should happen? After the clear, thorough analysis of Mahavakyam, what do you arrive at it? Aham Brahma Asmi. So, we have understood it, but still, Aham Brahma Asmi has become very clear. Still, it is not possible for us to enjoy the benefit of the vision. அகம் பிரம்மாஸ்மி ஞானம் இஸ் தேர், பட் ஸ்டில் ஐம் நாட் என்ஜாயிங் தி பெனிஃபிட் ஆஃப் தி நாலெட்ஜ். யா, யூ செட் ஒன்ஸ் யூ அட்டைன் ஞானம், தி வேக் ஆஃப் ஞானம், ஆல் மிஸ்டரிஸ் வில் ரிசால்வ் ஃபார் குட், a person becomes free from bondage, samsara. A person can claim happiness as one's own swarupam. All that has been said, I understand now. All of us have understood. But still, I am not enjoying the benefit of jnanam. What is the measure? What is scale with which I measure that I am not enjoying the benefit of jnanam? So not being able to enjoy the benefit of knowledge also is as good as not having knowledge. Isn't it? What is that? Because I'm still unhappy. Before, without jnanam, I was unhappy, miserable. Now with jnanam also, I'm unhappy. Somewhere still, it has given me some little pride also because sattvika ahankara, isn't it? Because of the predominant sattvic nature, I became inclined for the Shastra study. I became interested in subtle things. Naturally, I was driven. Because an intelligent person cannot stand ignorance. You cannot stand ignorance. Because it will disturbs you. You had to have the jnana. So you want to know more. So you want to become more qualified. So people are driven to even have a lot. Some people are always, they'll be reading. Is it? So everything is fine, but still jnanam is there. So now the pride also comes. I know. I understood. Oh, you know, this Bhagatyaga Lakshana, Jagat Lakshana, Jagati Lakshana, Jagat Lakshana. I understood all the technical terms. I exactly understood. Many people Vedanta class, what they do? They put all this, you know, marks and then write columns and put notes. In a way, it's good. The thorough study they do. I don't deny it. It's nice. And then before Tristan presents his, you know, PowerPoint presentation. PowerPoint presentation of Tattvabodha book contents. Before he does it, Sarthaka will say, I put it on my website. That's what happened in Madras and again. In America also, many people are there like that. Our own people, I know. The PowerPoint presentation comes before you and me, like IIT professors in Chennai and Kanpur, competing, they present their articles and then you go to Germany to present your paper, I go to Holland to present my papers, okay? They're always competition. They're all ordinary people, very extremely brilliant people. You know, professors in IIT, all of them. So because they had to prove themselves to be bigger than what they are. Very nice people, extremely brilliant. I tell you, I always feel here people are much brighter than anywhere else. That's my problem, okay? That's my problem also. So what happens now? Now the PowerPoint presentation. How they do in everywhere? Vedanta, if you see, sometimes I simply Google also. So many PowerPoint presentations, of any everything comes. And nicely put clean and mark and everything. But it looks very nice. If you have studied already, if you read it, it is okay. But a new person who reads it, it will be like all over. It's confusing, isn't it? So people interest in PowerPoint presentation where they want to express how clearly they have understood. Sometimes they mean well, they want to help others to understand. Sometimes they want to present that they have understood also. It's a good homework for them. So, but still what happened, everything is there. My clarity is such that I can even present the whole thing, PowerPoint presentation, clearly putting all arrow marks and then points and then underlining red pen and green color and using it. But to enjoy the benefit of jnanam, without jnanam, I was so miserable. Now with the jnanam also, I continue to be the same miserable person. Which means I'm not enjoying the benefit of jnanam. So Nithin Shastram says, in order to enjoy the benefit of jnanam, to have the knowledge serve its purpose, this completely one must have objectivity. One must become completely objective. That objectivity is freedom. Objectivity comes only when this vision becomes ascertained, assimilated. The nishtha must happen. When you understand clearly, there's jnanam is there, but jnana nishtha is not there. Jnana nishtha means, as I said, one must have thorough, ascertained, assimilated vision of this fact, so that whenever you need, this knowledge will come to rescue. You can remain unafflicted. Enjoy the luxury of having this wisdom. But it is not assimilated. How do you say not assimilated? No, I'm very clear. Because still there is error in your perception of yourself. What prevents you from being objective? Or not to be affected by it. You're still subjective. In being subjective, having the fundamental problem of, isn't it, this smallness, inadequacy, etc., centered on I, you are subjective. Subjectivity is bondage. Subjectivity is misery. But in jnanam is supposed to give you objectivity. In jnanam, you have to be objective. Objectivity is freedom. You are not still able, you are still internalizing. You are not able to be objective. Why? In spite of having jnanam, why there's no objectivity? Because still there is error in the perception of yourself. Before, error was okay. Because the ignorance was there. Error was caused by erroneous perception was because of the ignorance of the truth. Ignorance of my swarupam. Ignorance of what I am. Now I have jnanam. I am aham brahmasmi. Jnanam is there. There's no more ignorance of what I am. Still, understand, there in my perception. This error in my perception after the attainment of jnanam is because of the error is not caused by ignorance. This error is caused by habit. It's a habit, habits. Caused by the habit. What is habit? It's a habitual error. Habit means what I have been used to for so long. What I've been from my childhood, throughout my life, until I became exposed to the Vedanta Shastra. Even having understood Vedanta Shastra. In day-to-day life, to be transacting in the world, I do have identity. Isn't it? I do see myself as an individual. So I do have identity with the body, mind, sense complex. So there is always what I've been, I had strong eye sense. Shastram says you entertain strong eye sense in what? In the body. Dehe ahamiti buddhihi, dehatma buddhihi has been there. Not in this genma, even previous genmas. So how strong, how deep rooted this, isn't it? Now, continuously listening, you somehow cognitively lifted and shifted this essence from the grossest tangible material body to the most intangible, subtlest consciousness. So, because old habit, what happens? Again, the slips. The slip happens. The old habit cannot change overnight. In order to change the old habit, you must be very conscious, repeat. repeatedly you must be conscious of, okay, not being erroneous, not making mistakes. So in order to avoid that habit caused error, you must repeatedly remind yourself of the fact which you have understood. Constantly, continuously, you must remind yourself of the fact you have understood. This constantly, continuously reminding oneself of the fact one has understood and repeatedly saying what I am, what I am, what I am, what I am, this, what I am, this, what I am. Repeatedly dwelling is called what? Nididhyasanam. That's why Nididhyasanam is a meditation. Contemplation is a meditation. Where you are not doing meditation, you are always in meditation. Just being yourself, seeing repeatedly what you are, seeing yourself being non-separate from Ishvara, seeing the fact of being non-separate, seeing the fact of yourself being non-separate from Ishvara repeatedly, which you understood through Shravana Manam, etc., is what? Contemplation, being in meditation. Is it? Even though every time you are seeing the opaque things, you also make it a point not to miss the light in the perception of your opaque things. So even though you are here in transacting this world, but you do not forget, you try not to forget, you try to see repeatedly what you are essentially. And you remind yourself of the fact that you are essentially this what I am, and as this truth, I am Ishvara. I am non-separate from Ishvara. So repeatedly dwelling upon what you understood clearly is what Nididhyasanam. In this contemplation of seeing your Swarupam, you see a Swarupam. Therefore, you are the seer. What is seen also is what? Your own Swarupam. Understand? That is why in contemplation, there is no Dhyatru Dhyaya Bheda. There is no meditator, meditated. Division is not there. Here nothing in contemplation, you are just with the fact. There's no miracle, there's no occult power, there's no masala, there's no mystery here. Nothing. Just to understand what you're repeatedly seeing the fact which you have understood. And there's no greater fact, subtler fact than this fact of your Swarupam being Ishvara. So Ishvara being your Swarupam, Swarupam being Ishvara. There's no greater subtler fact than this. Is Nididhyasanam. So Nididhyasanam gradually in due course of time will help you get over the habit caused error. I do not know whether you remember, Radhaji must have heard me telling me many times. Pujya Swamiji, whenever he goes to anywhere, in public talks also he'll tell this example. In a class also he'll tell this example. What is habit caused error? And he used to use example. You all must have heard this. If you read any of his books also, in Bhagavad Gita book also, you might have read it. Very good apt example. When you go to temples, no? We went to temple. Remember? We went to these temples. This Kolur, Ulagalanda Perumanal, we went to this Trivikrama temple. And all. You saw how people, beggars were coming and asking for money. Remember? Asking for money, and the bus repeatedly come. They will not let you go, even in Tiruvannamalai, everywhere. So, you know, even from this ashram, they take food and distribute in Tiruvannamalai. Lot of food distributed here on different days. When these people take, okay, they plan for 108 people or 200 people. They make food and then they make packs and take there. They go and distribute there near the temple. And people will come. Within very no time, 100 packs of food will be over. Because people will come and get it. So many people. Today I was asking Naveen, you know, for Lingamaya, one day we even this for Mahali Amavasya day, but two people I organized distribution of food here from here. These people took and they gave distributed packets. And then I only asked for 108 people. So many people come. He said, Amma, don't worry. There'll be thousands of people. I said, will there be 108 people? I asked him. He said, don't worry. Thousands of people will come. Any number of packets you give, there'll be people to receive. In Tiruvannamalai, near the mountain. Coming. We go, you know, they take in a van and they pack everything, take and they quickly it goes. Why I want to say all these things? Just to help you understand what is this habit cost problem. So, like, there are many beggars, and one such beggar, okay, who used to be sitting in the queue and then get receiving money and receiving prasadam like this. And he buys a lottery ticket and then he becomes a richest person overnight. The previous day, until the lottery ticket numbers was announced in the paper, he was poorest person, the beggar who was begging for a packet of food distributed. And lottery he won. He became millionaire overnight. And within very short time, the whole thing changed. And the same temple where he was, in the front of which he was sitting and asking for begging for prasadam. Now he goes and by car and gets down from there and he walks. And with having all drinks in all 5-10 fingers. And as he was walking to the temple and he saw somebody distributing the food. Okay. Immediately he ran. He ran and he, with all the hundreds of people, and he was also stretching his hand like this. For me, he was stretching. And with all his new rich person, all 5 fingers were glittering with fresh new rings also. So he was asking, for me. Then what happened? That person who was distributing the food was looking at Mama. Why should this man, rich man, comes and ask like this? Look at all poor. Why can't he give an opportunity, chance for poor people to get the food? Why is he also coming and begging like this? Because he was disturbed. Anyway, this man also rested his hand. And he got a packet. And he came back. Then when he came, then he says, oh my God, what a blunder I did. I committed. I got into the car and he was telling the driver, see, I committed a blunder. I shouldn't have gone. I'm no more poor. I don't need that food. I have everything. I can give many other people food now. But why did I go? And the driver was saying, it's your habit. Okay. Sitting in front of the temple, going, asking for food. Now you have been used to this habit of, you have been used. You have the, when having this habit of stretching your hand, asking for food, it has been your habit. It has become your habit. So many years sitting in front of the temple, you've been asking for food. No, we became rich only, recently. So the old habit of running and stretching the hands, asking for food, that habit does not go. Then it's called, it's a habit cost error. Understand? So, before when he was poor, he went. But now as a rich man, he goes. This is a habit cost problem. So he was telling the driver, I don't know why I did this. How to avoid this problem now? Next time when I come to the temple, if I see somebody distributing the food or some eatables, I should not run. I should not stretch my hand. I should not ask for food. What should I do? The driver was telling, you are rich. You know you are. Now you're not simply rich. You know you are rich. You are rich. You know you are rich also. Now what should you do? You must remind yourself repeatedly of the fact that you are rich. You should not simply say, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. Ambrahmasmi, Ambrahmasmi, Ambrahmasmi. Repeat a sentence, it will not make you any. Okay? You must know you are rich and you must be rich also. You must be rich and you must know the fact you are rich. Then you repeat this. Aham rich, aham, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. Repeat yourself. You dwell upon this fact of yourself being rich. Repeatedly rich. How long should I repeat this? How long should I remind myself that I am rich? Until this age-old bad habit of stretching our hands, asking for food, no, becomes resolved. The habit should go. Until the habit goes, you must do it. Then what will next time when you come? You will be very conscious that you are rich. You know you have money. You know you don't need to go there. And you will just blessing the person who is distributing, allowing the person who are receiving. You will go. Understand? Similarly here also. All these years, I have been thinking what now? A very strong identity with the body, mind. Having the body identity has been there. So overnight, even the understanding is there. That doesn't go. The habit, old habit. This habit cause, against cause error has gone. But habit cause error is there. Kada vipareeta bhavana. Understand? That's why ajnana nivritti, shravanena, when you listen to the shastram, ajnana nivritti happens. Resolution of ignorance happens by shravanam. So ignorance cause error resolves as a result of listening. Mananam removes your doubts. But habit cause error should be removed by what? Nididhyasana. So nididhyasana is a contemplation which is just remaining in meditation, repeatedly seeing, repeatedly dwelling upon the fact of oneself being Brahma. That is why nididhyasana is not something to be practiced for, is not a discipline. It's not a means of attainment of jnanam. Meditation is not a means of attainment of jnanam. Meditation is a discipline to be practiced for ascertaining the jnanam which you have already attained. Understood? Or must nidhyasana. So, Shankaracharya wants to warn. Because he thought, okay, with the 49th verse, the teaching is over, analysis is over. So we should not give up. Okay, everything is over. We know jahalakna, jahatlakshana, jahalakshana. So we understood tattva lakshyata, tumpa lakshyata, tumpa vachyarta. We understood aham brahmasmi is very clear. Tattvamasi, the teacher says, aham brahmasmi, I have understood. We should not take it easily. Nothing has happened. You are fortunate enough to have understood the teaching. But what you should do? That is said in the next verse. Aham Brahma iti vakyartha bodha yavat dridhi bhavet. Vakyartha bodha. Vakyartha bodha is there. Knowledge of the meaning of this implied meaning of this statement. Aham Brahma is there. Understand? Aham Brahma iti vakyartha bodha is there. Aham Brahma ityasya vakyasya artha bodha. Okay? The knowledge of the implied meaning of the statement Aham Brahma is there, but it has yet to be assimilated and ascertained. But now, it's called dridhi karanam. Knowledge is there. Knowledge has to be assimilated, ascertained. It's called dridhi karanam. Jnanasya dridhi karanam means ascertaining. Which means, It should not be, it should be very, very firm knowledge. The knowledge must be made firm. No doubt at all. I am totally, absolutely convinced of the fact that I am abstract reality implied by the term Brahma. I am Ishvara. Aham Ishvara. Soham. Isn't it? Therefore, you call Dhidhikaranam. Dhidhikaranam means being convinced of the fact understood. Dhidhikaranam means making it firm. It, knowledge is not, isn't it? Is not weak, it is firm. It's called Sthana Nikana Nyaya in Sanskrit. If you dig and put a post there, and if you simply leave it, okay, still the post will be moving. It is shakeable. Like Shravanam Manam, we will give you Jnanam. It will be shakeable, isn't it? So when you, in the same hole, you put some small, small piece of stones and put more sand and again heat it nicely and, you know, and see, move and see, it doesn't move. It moves, again you put more sand and more soil, more stones, heat it and make it firm. Then you push, move and see, it is unshakable. Sthanu Nikanana Nyaya. Okay, in the here also, Nididhyasanam is like what? Even Mananam is like in the Sthanu Nikanana Nyaya. One must listen, 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 Pauna Punyena Shavanam Kuryat. One must repeatedly listen to the unfoldment of the words of the Vedanta Shastram. How long? Okay, one must listen. Listen, one must see, one must reflect upon the teaching also simultaneously so that the doubts become resolved. And one must be dwelling upon what one has clearly understood also. Shravanam must be done. Mananam must be done. Nidhyasana must be done. How long? Yavat dridhi bhavet. Until the knowledge becomes firm, assimilated, ascertained. Okay? Until then, this, what, which knowledge? Knowledge of the implied meaning of the statement Aham Brahma becomes, until this knowledge of the implied meaning of the statement Aham Brahma becomes firm. Yavat dridhi bhavati bhavet. Until then, what one must do? Abhyaset. That link comes. One must practice. The discipline. One must abhyaset means what? One must practice the discipline. What is the discipline one should practice here? One must be given to the practice of, or one must be given to the discipline of Shravanadikam. Shravanam is listening. Adi Shabda stands for Mananam and Nididhyasanam. Okay? The discipline of Jnana Yoga involves three steps: Shravanam, Mananam, Nididhyasanam. Shravana Adikam Abhyaset. Abhyasam Kuryat. Shravanasya Abhyasam Kuryat. Manasya Abhyasam Kuryat. Nididhyasanasya Abhyasam Kuryat. One must do the practice. Means what? One must be strictly given to the discipline of listening to the unfoldment of subject matter of the Shastram repeatedly. Same teaching I've been listening. Aham Brahma Satyamasi is only teaching. Yes, that is why you must listen. If you are mature, you will not feel bored and tired. If you feel tired and bored, the same teaching, if you see something is repeated, which means you are not yet ready. Okay? So, Shravanam. Shravanadikam Abhyaset. Abhyaset is what? Abhyasati. Abhyasyati. Present tense. Abhyaset means what? One must practice. One should practice. what? Shravanadikam, the discipline of listening, etc. And adikam stands for what? Mananam and nidhyas. One must do repeatedly shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam. The shravanam itself will become mananam. It will help you reflect upon the teaching which you have understood. You can have all your doubts resolved. What doubts? The doubts, no, you may not have doubts. Others will help, will come and ask you some questions. We had in Dvaita Siddhanta, we heard this. There are so many other schools of thought. They all have their own views. They put their own arguments and they may come and confuse you. They don't intend to confuse, meaning you will become confused. When they come and ask you, oh, they also will nicely talk about, say, it is true. Which means what? You must be convinced. You must have the conviction of what you've understood. What is the conviction? On what basis? If what you understood does not contradict your reasoning. Understand? The fact revealed by the Shruti does, until the fact revealed by the Shruti does not contradict your reasoning, you must continue to analyze, investigate, probe, introspect, continuously think. Thinking is the difficult job, isn't it? Thinking. We don't want to think, but it involves strain. No. With the help of the Shruti Pramanam, is it? One must think. So, Shravanadikam Abhyaset. How long? Yavat Bodha. Bodha means Jnanam Dadi Bhavet. Until the knowledge becomes assimilated, ascertained and firm, one must practice. How one must practice? Shamadi Sahitaha. Tavat Abhyaset. Yavat Tavat. Okay. Yavat. As long, until this knowledge becomes firm, Tavat is so long. So long. One should practice the discipline of Shravanam, etc. How? Being endowed with disciplines such as Shamaha, etc. Okay. Here, for the attainment of Jnanam, what is the means? Jnana Yoga is the means. Practice being given to the discipline of Jnana Yoga. Jnana Yoga being given to the pursuit of Jnanam is the discipline. Being given to the pursuit of Jnanam in terms of Jnana Yoga is the discipline. For what? For that, to be practiced for the attainment of Jnanam. But to be able to sit and listen, to be able to be focused in the class, to be sharp enough to receive the teaching, to have a sharper intellect to retain the teaching, and to be able to dwell upon, assimilate what has been retained. I must have what? Good power of intellection. To have that intellectual sharpness, to emotional stability, I must practice some other discipline also. So, Shravanam itself will be effective. You can first of all sit and listen. You must have what? Emotional stability. If you are restless and agitated, you can sit in the class with real inclination interest. You are interested, no doubt. Come and sit in the class, after 5 minutes, mind goes somewhere. You come back at the end of the class. Or you doze off in the class and wake up when the class gets over. It happens, very natural, sometimes. Once in a while, we feel tired, it's okay, and understand. But no, that itself means what? That needs certain intellectual emotional stability. You're disturbed by small, small petty things. What others said. some small problems. So small, slightest degree of jealousy, slightest degree of hatred, anger, unfulfilled desires. If they're all disturbances, if they're there, there cannot be stability. Emotional stability is not there. Those things also will obstruct your, you know, obstruct your listening. Then even understanding is not possible. If it's all you understand, retaining is not possible. To understand, to retain, to assimilate what has been retained, you need what? Medha Shakti. Grahana Dharana Shakti. Medha. What is good power of intellection? What is intellectual sharpness? Isn't it? So Shravanam you are doing. So Mananam, to do the Mananam. And to dwell upon the teaching also, Nidhyasana also, you need emotional stability and intellectual sharpness. To have adequate degree of emotional stability and intellectual sharpness, your mind must be what? Free from these petty emotional problems, anger, hatred, jealousy. These things, you know, cannot have a place in the mind. Not totally. They must be managed. Okay? It must have been managed so that they remain without disturbing you. Otherwise they'll disturb you. They'll surface and disturb. That is why even though Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, these three steps involved in the discipline of the pursuit of Jnanam called Jnana Yoga, for the attainment of Jnanam, for having clear doubt-free knowledge to ascertain the Jnanam. But, in order not to have the obstacles enough, not to have the qualifications in the emotional stability and intellectual sharpness, definitely one must strictly live a life of Karma Yoga also. Living of Karma Yoga, how it is mentioned here? Shamadhi Sahitaha. Shamadhi Sahitaha means as the one endowed with the disciplines such as Shamaha. Shamaha means what? Shamaha means mastery over your ways of thinking, mastery over your thoughts, mastery over your emotions. Having mastery means as a person who can manage one's emotions. I have Shamaha. All the problems, thoughts may arise, but I have Shamaha. I have the discipline of Shamaha. Means what? I have mastery over my thoughts. The thoughts come, but I withdraw my attention, not pay much attention to the thoughts. I'm focused. Got it? Shamaha. So Shama Adi, he says, this is mentioned all the six. Shama Adi Sahitaha. As the one who has all these disciplines such as Shamaha, etc. So Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha, Titiksha, Shraddha, Samadhanam. Means definitely one must be very, very focused. A spiritual student who is aspiring for spiritual wisdom must be very focused. Focused means you must see any time your involvement must be only in something appropriate and useful. You must have the purpose of anything you're involved in. Samadhanam. So Shamaha, you're conscious of the emotions which arise. You don't, as a person of Shamaha, you don't really become disturbed by those thoughts. You understand them, why they rise. Thereby, you see those emotions do not become expressed in your behavior, so you manage them. How? Because you're consciously living a life of values. Isn't it? Consciously living a life of values, one can manage one's emotions. And to be able to live a life of values consciously, you also see Bhagavan's case to be able to live a life of dharma. So prayerfulness is, Ishwara's comes here again. You're prayerful, you seek Bhagavan's grace, which is, again, being prayerful means constantly suggesting to oneself, constantly, isn't it? You are having this will in your auto-suggestion. This is how I must live. Seek Bhagavan's grace, we will live a life of dharma. Thereby you manage your thoughts, you manage your sense organs, you have dhamma. Managing on sense organs means what? You see, our sense organs are involved only in appropriate things. You must feel guilty whenever you sit in front of television and watch some useless rubbish programs. Once you go and sit, I tell you, it is very easy to just to get addicted. Not, you may not like to want, get up and watch, go away. It's also eating food. Okay. So many shops all over the road. You don't go and eat everywhere. You're very conscious of what I'm eating, how much I'm eating, where I'm eating, isn't it? And then what I'm seeing, what I'm seeing, what I'm hearing, anything unwanted, anything which will distract my attention from Bhagavan and Shastram, I should close and come away. No time for listening to anything unwanted. Without offending, without hurting the other person's feelings. Okay? Expressing your care and concern for the person, still you must say no to unwanted things. So, Shamadhi Sahitaha. Being conscious of what I'm listening, what I'm allowing to enter into my head through my ears. I'm conscious of what I'm allowing to enter into my mind through my eyes. I'm very conscious of what I'm allowing to enter into my mind through my nose. My tongue and nose are okay, you manage, but ears and eyes, what all goes to your mind through ears, what all goes through your mind through your eyes, mostly. That's why eyes are called nayanam. No way, it drags your mind to what is being seen. Nayati iti nayanam. Isn't it? It takes your mind somewhere away. That is why always filtering, being very careful, conscious of what I allow, what all things I allow to enter. People may say so many things, but I do not really allow anything to go into my mind. People may happen to see so many things on the roadside and wherever I am, but I don't allow myself to enter any things. I'm very strict. This moment you have mastery over your sense organs. No time. Our time is very precious. Span of life, very, very precious. Apart from doing my duties to earn my livelihood, okay, in conformity with dharma, I see my time is not there for anything unwanted and unnecessary. That is dhammaha. Shamaha dhammaha uparamaha. So, I withdraw myself from anything, everything unwanted, uparamaha. Then I have tremendous endurance. Whatever comes in life, I don't allow myself to be affected because I remain balanced in my mind, in my life always, because I have this mental equanimity because of the way I look at every situation comes in my life as Ishwara Prasada, ordained by Bhagavan in the form of natural laws. Titiksha, Shraddha. Then, now nobody can convince me of, take me away from my faith in the Veda Shastra. Unflinching faith in the Vedic teaching. Shraddha. Shastra Pramani. Shraddha and Samadhan. I'm very focused. For being focused means what? Being clear about the goal being moksha, goal being jnanam, Bhagawan being the ultimate goal. So the life itself is lived ultimately for discovering Bhagawan. Discovering, claiming Bhagawan as myself. The ownership of Bhagawan being myself. This is my goal. For which, discovering Bhagawan as my Swarupa means what? Having the Bhagawan already installed Bhagawan, having a new installation of Bhagawan was already installed in my mind. In the sanctum sanctorum of my mind. If you discover Bhagawan, you are doing the new installation of Bhagawan. In fact, Bhagawan is already installed in your mind. That is sanctum sanctorum that you have to do to pranapatishta of Bhagawan. You have to you do the installation of Bhagawan. Is it? To install, you see, it is prepared, sanctified, cleansed and clean. That's why shamaha, damaha, uparamaha, titiksha, shraddha. So focused. I never lose sight of my focus. I never forget my goal. Make a commitment. I forget my commitment to Bhagavan. Commitment to jnanam. Commitment to dharma. I'm very conscious. Artha kamas, of course, I pursue for living this life. But I am very conscious of not going against dharma. This, as a person of these disciplines, if you are given to the discipline of Shravanam, only then it will work. Who says? Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Shamadi Sahitaha. Shamadi Sahitaha. Ya. As the person of, person living a life of values, as a person endowed with these disciplines, or practicing this discipline, if you not at have shamashamaha means as a person making possible efforts to have these disciplines, one must practice the discipline of shravanam, manam, nidhyasam, etc. in keeping with the need. Still, ajnana vritti has to take place, better you do shravanam. Ajnana vritti has happened, ignorance has been resolved, doubts alone I have. Because many other people, schools of thought people, they have their own doubts. Which means again reflect upon the teaching. That also is over. Only I have only the problem of Vipriyata Bhavana, the habit cost error. I have the problem of habit cost error, which I'm not able to enjoy the benefit of the teaching, knowledge. So I have to enjoy the benefit of the jnanam also, for which Nidhyasana. So in keeping with the need, one must be given to discipline of Shravanam, Manam and Nididhyasanam as a person having all these disciplines. Shamaha, Damaha, Uparamaha, Yatisha, Shraddha, Samadhan, etc. Okay? Then, so long one must do Shravanam. How long? Until Yavat Aham Brahma iti Vakyartha Bodha Dridhi Bhavet. Yavat Tavat. Remember Yavat Tavat, we thought? As long as this, the understanding of the fact Aham Brahma, the meaning of this, meaning of the knowledge of the meaning of the statement Aham Brahma becomes firm, so long I must be given to the discipline of Shravanam, Manam, Nidhyasanam as the one having all these disciplines. So without having disciplines, if you do Shravanam, Manam, Nidhyasanam means, you will not enjoy the benefit of those disciplines. Finally, you will not enjoy the benefit of the knowledge also. Understand? Attainment of knowledge itself is one thing, and enjoying the benefit of knowledge is what? Another thing. Understand? So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, Aham Brahma iti Vakyartha Bodha Yavat Dadhi Bhavet Tavat Shamadi Sahitaha ஸ்ரவணாதிக்கம் அபியசேத். சோ லாங் ஒன் மஸ்ட் பி கிவன் டு தி டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் ஞான யோகா. ஒன் மஸ்ட் பி கிவன் டு தி டிசிப்ளின் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரவணம் மனம் நித்யாசனம். இஸ் இட் கிளியர்? ஷுட் வி கண்டினியூ லேட்டர்? I have to stop the class now. There is no ambiguity in this verse. Verse are nice words. Earlier, little technical terms. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamadaya.